Well, we're here back for another session of whatever we do here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Good morning, everybody. I left home, and I drove a few minutes, and I came home. I feel like I'm at home kind of at Bell's Carpets and Floors in Raleigh, and we've done business with this place for many years, and I know a lot of people who have, and it's because they are so knowledgeable here. And carry such good products. They don't carry any junk. It's quality products. Baby, you don't want junk. You want good stuff, especially when you're walking on it. Right, Fred?
Yeah, that's for sure. Because it's something you're going to have for a long time, so you definitely want to make sure you make a good decision when you start out.
Well, you're going to have it for a long time if you buy good quality stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. You won't make a hole in it first couple of days. So this it's nice to be back. This is a tradition.
It is. It's something we look forward to it, and our customers do too. We've had people for the last several weeks calling, are you going to have your Memorial Weekend sale? And, I don't know what I'd do if I told people we weren't. We probably we might have a demonstration like
you
have
might
on campus.
Have, yes.
You'd have to have guards.
Yeah. You might have to have guards. And it's so easy to find. Fred has been here on Industrial Drive, Bell's, for a long time, 30 years or more?
We've been in the same building for over 50 years.
And you got I like this spot better because you have windows.
Yeah, it's more open. It is. It's brighter, better lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're right behind Costco.
Right.
On Industrial Drive. You can't, you won't have any problem finding it right off of Six Forks. So come on out and join us. You have a tremendous selection and a lot of stuff I'm sure we can't see. I'm sure you have warehouse that's connected to this?
The warehouse connected to this,
yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Okay, so you got plenty of stuff. If you don't have it, you can get it. And I'm sure there's a lot of exciting news about carpeting and flooring. And it's such an investment, and it's something that can make or break a home.
Absolutely, yeah. It defines the character of a home, and so many people that have had flooring and are in the process of changing. And there's a lot of questions they have, what's going to be the best flooring for their needs. And that's what our excellent staff of people are here for, is to help you decide, what you're going to need is going to be different. Like, Mike, yours is different from mine.
Yeah.
And so having a staff of people here that will take the time and explain. And like you said, with so many new things, that's what continually makes this industry exciting, because it just doesn't rely on the same old thing. They're constantly striving to bring out new innovation, better products, better quality, and at better prices. I know people are concerned about the prices of things, and we've been able to hold prices on most of our products. In some cases, I've even been surprised some of our new products, the prices they come out with, I can't believe. Are we going to be, this is such a better value for the customer.
Yeah. A lot of styles, what are people buying more of now? Carpeting, vinyl flooring?
Yes.
Ceramic floor, what are they buying?
Yeah, carpet still is the floor of choice. But what we're finding for people is they're going more towards the hard surface, the luxury vinyl. Waterproof is a huge factor in their decisions. And in the more using areas, such living rooms, dens, playrooms, the hard surface floors are what they want. But in bedrooms, people still want the feel, something luxury, easy to take care of. And then the other thing that is huge with customers is rugs and runners, and we're actually offering for the Memorial Weekend sale an additional discount for anybody that wants to have a custom rug or runner, we'll give them an additional discount beyond our normal sale prices, because we're encouraging people to take the look in their home and say, where can I add a touch to my home? And a great way to do it is a custom rug or a runner. A runner up your stairs.
Oh, it makes a big difference, Fred. Yeah.
That defines the person. It becomes a place where people can do something different, do something exciting, do something that's not boring. And, of course, we have, one of my installers came back yesterday from a job we just completed, and he showed me the photographs of this runner, and it got just such an absolutely beautiful addition to this gentleman's home.
Yeah, and it's Rufus, I know you're going to test it, so much safer when you have carpeting as opposed to wood.
Well, it's very apropos, wood. Fred, that my wife sprained her ankle and getting up and down the stairs, the wonderful job that your folks did. I hate to think what would happen if we didn't have the carpeting on there. I don't think she could navigate those stairs.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And
it
was like opening up an entrance to a hole upstairs. Okay, it's pretty here. What's more upstairs? And so you're talking about defining a room. I totally agree.
Yeah, and you're not gonna have as much of a chance to slip.
Right.
No, I do.
If you slip on your bottom, it's padded.
Well, can Fred solve this problem though? You and I talked about in the parking lot.
What?
We wear tennis shoes that pick up gravel.
Well,
now Fred. Well. I bring in a load of gravel every time I go outside.
How do you want Fred to solve that?
He's a smart man.
Well, I know that.
You have to take your shoes off.
I was
law school and everything.
I was afraid he was going to say that because that's been suggested at home. And I don't want to take them off any more than I have to.
You don't take them off when you get in the bed?
Well, occasionally.
See what we deal with here?
Yeah.
Well, Fred, you're open today, and you're going to be open Monday.
Yes.
And what are the hours?
Today we're open. We're open at 9 until 5.
Yeah.
And it'll be the same thing on Monday.
And you're offering a lot of values. Is everything on sale?
Yeah, everything, Dyke. We've always done. Make it easy store wide, and some of them. Even our newest, we had a product brand new that just came in Friday, and that will even be on sale at a special promotional price. So, but whatever people are looking for, whether it be carpet or hard surface, it's going to be our best prices available.
Right, absolutely. Well, Fred, we're going to talk to you some more throughout the morning, and thank you so much for having us back.
Good, we look forward to it.
All right, 8:16, you're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Lieutenant Colonel retired Mart Bumgardner, extension agent in Orange County, is with us. Morning to you, sir.
Good morning. I am tired today.
Why are you tired?
Oh, my gosh. I took...
You getting locked out of the house or something?
No. I took 20 of my master gardeners to Wilmington to the Green Swamp this...
Did y'all walk?
We felt like it.
Yeah, that's why you're tired.
And then we went to Myrtle Beach to Green Brooks.
Brook Green, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that magnificent?
That's phenomenal. Yeah. I've never been there before.
And
so this was a first for me and a lot of our master gardeners, and wow. A
lot of traffic.
Wow.
Too.
Yes, and yes, there was a lot of traffic.
Yes, sir.
A long drive back. So we got back last night about 8:30. So,
well, I appreciate you coming in, sir.
Oh, I love the show. Absolutely love
Thank
the show,
you.
And we'll continue as long as you'll have me.
Absolutely. I'll continue as long as you'll have me. Yeah. So that's wonderful. And we've got Brother Rufus. I introduced Fred. I didn't introduce anybody else, but y'all don't really need any introduction, but I'm sure it's nice for the audience to know who is present.
I like the way you roll all that stuff off, though.
I have been doing Mario Dell and I what's called cut-ins. We would come here, and during certain points of a show, the hosts of the show would call on us at Bell's Carpets, and we would do that for a couple of hours on Memorial Day usually. or maybe the Saturday of I think it was usually on the day of, but we did that. Mario would do Memorial Day, I'd do Labor Day, or vice versa. And then we started doing the Weekend Gardener too. And then Mario retired, and I Fred liked this format. So we're just
format,
doing,
yeah.
Yeah, we got format, right?
Format.
Oh, that's for a car. But so we've been doing it since the 80s. Amari, yeah. I think, started doing it in the late 70s. So Bell's has been advertising with WPTF probably since the 60s when they went into business. Fred hasn't owned it the whole time, but most of that time he has owned it. You know, Bell's was at Cameron Village and the Village District now. And it's been a real staple for the community, and it's here all these years later because they sell such good stuff, beautiful things. They can get anything you want, but they have it here.
Well, I'm looking, Mike, right beside me. It says carpet that a 2-ton rhino has lived on.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's tough.
But let me tell you about a cute little thing that happened on Thursday when I took my wife to the doctor for her ankle. I was in the waiting room, and an old friend, Gene Boyce's wife, came in, and then another lady walked up to him, and she said, "Are you Rufus?" That's always dangerous.
Of course you are.
Of course you have. I've told you.
Who else?
I've told you that story about one time, Marta, I was at the state fairgrounds, and somebody said, "Are you Rufus?" And I said, "Are you who I think you are? Are you Rufus?" I said, "Yes, I am." She said, "Heck, I thought you were dead."
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to.
You just never. People don't mean it that way.
But this woman in the doctor's office said, "Are you Rufus?" I said, "Yes." She said, "I listen to you every morning," and she said, "I love to hear you talk about Watergate." I said, "Well, we do enough of that." But I said, "Sometime, if you've got a specific question, call it in, and I'll try to answer it." And then, lo and behold, Mike, another lady was sitting over there. This is my doctor, Dr. Appert, Gregory Appert. And she had a little bouquet in her hand. And she said, "Hello, Rufus."
Did she just win the Miss America contest?
Well, no, she's an avid listener also to the Weekend Gardener.
Her.
And
that's
I
great.
Said, "Well, what nice flowers." We identified them. She had some daisies, and she had some, that old roadside lady, what do you call it, something lady...
Queen Anne's lace.
Queen Anne's lace.
Yeah,
that lady.
And, yeah, that lady.
The queen.
So I mean, did she go to the ditch bank and pick all this stuff, or did she grow it?
And had some salvia.
Oh. Okay.
And she said, "Every time I come to the doctor's office, I bring a little bouquet for them."
Yeah.
So there in one sitting were two people that listened to the Weekend Gardener, and it just amazes you. How many people do that?
Yeah.
And the good people that you meet, and they were both very kind and decent. And I got to tell you another thing about the lady that came last week when we were at the farmer's market, and I brought her some hellebore.
Yeah, she brought you a pound cake, and she said, "Well, I'll just take Mike one, too."
Well, that pound cake is unbelievable. And I wrote her name down.
How long did it take you to
It's gone. Yeah, Judy Ernst.
Judy.
So thank you, Judy. That's the best pound cake I've ever put my mouth on, except my mother's.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Judy, very much. We all, everybody in my family enjoyed it. I think we were all gathered.
She put it in a mold that was just beautiful,
yeah.
As you recall.
Absolutely.
So thank you to everybody. Hope the two ladies are listening this morning. And it's a good time to get up and smell the roses.
Yes, it is. Well, I don't know if Steve has roses, but Steve, do you grow any roses?
No, I don't grow roses. They're too much.
Yeah, trouble. Yeah. Yeah. You know, they are kind of troublesome.
I have
in a way. Kind of like tomatoes, but we love them anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, and we just finished our deadheading, and we had 92 plants in bloom today.
Oh, wonderful. Right. Now, when is the peak for daylilies?
It'll probably be in the first or second week in June.
Okay.
We expect about 300 in bloom then.
Wow.
But nice. We've got 500.
That's incredible.
So
Steve's a real hemorrhagic callus.
Yeah, I remember. Yes. Yes.
Yep. And if anybody, we are an open garden, so if anybody wants to come visit us, if they go to the Raleigh Daylily Club website, there is a tab for display gardens, and my garden is called Just One More, and our phone number and address is on there, and if you give us a call and make sure we're here, we'll give you a guided tour.
So, wow.
Well, that's a really, really big deal, too, but especially if you love daylilies and want to know more about growing them.
I'm knocking on wood right now that we haven't had any deer. So we have some really good blooming clumps that are just absolutely going to be magnificent in a couple of weeks. So it will be something to behold.
Yeah. When is your next daylily meeting?
Not until
Club
August.
Meeting. Okay.
We have our annual, our national convention this month, or in June. And July is just too hot, and we didn't want to get people out. So in August, the second Sunday in August, we'll start back up again until October.
I didn't mean to interrupt,
no,
Mr.
No,
Secretary.
No, I was interrupting the great leader. Steve, Steve, I assume that you will wear that floppy hat if somebody comes to visit.
I've got my floppy hat. Yes, I do.
Now, let me ask you a question about Stella d'Oro. Years ago, of course, when they first came out, I got the yellow ones, and then I got the other. Are there any other colors now?
There's one called Ruby Stella, and it is a red, a burgundy red, and it is pretty. It's not hybridized by the same person that hybridized Stella d'Oro, but he used Stella as its parent. So we have a piece of that because it's a different color.
So are the Stella d'Oros are the smaller or a smaller variety of daylily?
Yes, they're considered a small.
Yeah,
and seem to bloom first.
They're
first,
just a
quicker.
Prolific grower. That's and a prolific bloomer, and it blooms. Early. That's one of the things that's attractive to them. And, now, and you can put sweeps that make them really nice. So I don't begrudge anybody that wants to plant them. We're just collectors, and we like unique colors and unique shapes. And we have a very large variety here of different colors and shapes. So,
except
if somebody
blue.
Wants to see a good display of what a daylily can look like, we hoping so.
Oh, massive daylilies!
And Rufus, have you dug up? Have you started dividing that monster clump yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
That's what I was going to ask you about. How often should we divide daylilies?
At least every 3 years. Three to 5 years.
Yeah.
They will stop blooming if you don't.
And that
yeah, that's pretty much true for iris and things
it
like
that. It just won't bloom as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they will the root ball gets so tight that it'll be hard to separate. So it'd be better just to get in there every once in a while and if it's a small enough clump, you can dig the whole clump up and then split it. If it's too big of a clump, you can always just chop off a piece and refurbish the hole and fill it back in. That's what I do.
When do you split them?
If somebody wants a piece of, out here and I can share it, if it's a big enough clump, I'll just chop a piece off three or four fans and give it to them. So,
hey, Steven.
You know, I am a sharer, so just keep that in mind when you come.
Hey, Steven, when do you split them? When do you dig them up? And
you can actually divide a daylily anytime.
Anytime.
Really, very difficult to kill them. The only thing is, if you do it in the month of June, you're disturbing the bloom.
Right.
So the best time is either before they start scaping, or until after they finish bloom, and then you can, and then you won't disturb the bloom. Right. If you dig them up now and divide them, and they've got scapes with buds on them, they'll struggle a little bit. But that's here again. When we used to do our show down at the mall, we would divide daylilies with scapes on them and buds. So I mean, you can do it any time. If you during the summer, you have to keep them moist.
Can I ask about fertilization? Certain plants remove or use a lot more either phosphorus or potassium or sulfur from the soil around it. What kind of fertilizer do you provide to your daylilies typically?
I put 10-10-10 down and
okay, balanced fertilizer.
Manure.
Okay.
And then mulch around that. So I try to give them a little bit of a natural with the cow manure, but the 10-10-10 puts a shot into the flower. So, but if you want to do flowers, I have used 10-10-20, and the 20 will help with the bloom.
Right, the potassium. Gotcha.
And I've done that before. But those are the years that I've had deer, and I didn't want to feed deer anymore.
All right. Steve, we got to run for news, right, but thank you very much for all the information.
Yeah, all right. I love you guys.
You take care, buddy. All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up from Bell's Carpets and Floors, the annual Memorial Day sale, Industrial Drive in Raleigh. We're back on WPTF at Bell's Carpets and Floors. Bell's Carpets annual Memorial Day sale, all Karastan Smart Strand as well as Karastan brand flooring, including wood, luxury vinyl, laminate, and waterproof wood, all on sale for a limited time. And rennets and all kinds of lovely things here. And I just saw Fred bring some donuts, too. So that's always a good addition to a Saturday morning before Memorial Day, and very apropos that we have a retired lieutenant colonel who served this nation for many, many years, who's about to embark on...
I'm going to kill this donut.
Bart is about to embark.
Mart, not Bart, Mart. No, thank you. Bart's with us in spirit.
Oh man,
he's always with us. Good Krispy Kreme donuts.
They are good.
But thank you for being with us, Colonel. Appreciate that.
I love being on the show. I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
it's fun. There's no doubt about it. We and donuts once in a while. So, I mean, what else do you need? Let's see. Richard Rufus. Is that your friend Don Vaughn?
That certainly is. Yeah. That's my friend Don Vaughn. Former member of the state senate,
yeah,
and a great contributor to the Super Kids and the Chittenden Club.
Well, he is now my friend.
Well,
Facebook,
great.
My Facebook friend.
Yeah, he's a listener to the Weekend Gardener.
He just saw a request.
He's a splendid friend that I've known since the days when he was an intern in my office.
You're kidding!
And he worked with God. Senator Robert Morgan?
Good gracious, everybody worked for you.
Well,
I mean, it's amazing how many people started out in that Justice Department.
How many people have done well.
And done well. Well, apparently you knew how to pick them, too.
Well, he's a fine, fine individual, and look forward to our meeting next week.
Now, I'm sure you were very, really a big part of the hiring process.
Everybody was personally hired by me. That's one thing about it. It was a large department compared to others in state government, but if you're picking an attorney, he's going to have the life, liberty, and property of people in their hands. You want somebody that's compassionate, empathetic, and who's willing to work hard, and most of all, willing to try to always... I like a person that loves to say yes in government. Mm-hmm. The trouble about government too often is that somebody says no, no, no. And I've become so worried today, Mike, about how hard it is to get a hold of a a live person in government.
Yeah.
You ring up the
or anywhere.
You call up a department. You get the answer machine, and you say, touch a button. When the goat crosses the road at midnight, touch another button.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. But yeah. I always told people, I said, when somebody writes a letter to the Attorney General, that at the moment they write that letter, it's the most important thing on their mind, and you answer it in 2 days. If it's a phone call, that's the most important thing on their mind at that time. You answer it that day, whatever they need. And lo and behold, would you ever dream of finding something like that today?
Well, apparently he just got the Kay Hagan Award at Wake Forest University Law School.
Wonderful.
So congratulations to him.
Congratulations, Don.
I just saw that.
I'm sure he's listening to us, or somebody will tell him.
Well, good morning to Greensboro. Yeah, we have quite a few Greensboro listeners, and we'd love for you to call 911. Don't call 911. For goodness sake, what's wrong with me? Just give me a minute. I work 6 days a week, folks. I'm old, and it's just I make mistakes. So you just have to kind of override that. Forgive me. All right, 919. You're a former member of law enforcement. You know about 911. 919. Don't dial the other. 860-9783. All right, I got through that.
You were talking about Richard a while ago.
Richard's here. Richard, he seems like Professor Richard to me. Professor, how art thou this morning?
Well, so far, pretty well. Harvested the first sun gold.
Is that right? Well, that's probably, Mart, the easiest tomato to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness for whoever developed sun gold and
Yeah, fantastic. And so when did you pick it, and how big was it?
The regular size, and about a week ago, a critter got the first one.
Oh, okay.
I've been using the secret weapon from the Indian food store, extra hot chili pepper, and that seems to keep them at bay.
And it adds some spice to your life if you don't wash them good.
Well, I got a little anecdote from the zoo, the farmers, and a story about the farmers market and seeds waking up. Well, the zoo was advertising for a position. They wanted an MBA, and they had all these MBAs to apply. When they got the rejection letter, it said, "We're sorry, but you're overqualified. We're looking for someone with experience in monkey business administration."
You know, you just never know what you're going to hear.
I knew that was coming, Richard. I knew it was coming.
And then I was at the farmer's market yesterday, and just went there for sod, and ended up coming back with strawberries and some other produce, and got a plant called a Roman candle, and I had to check the label to make sure.
Is that a pepper, hot pepper or something?
No, it's a shrub.
Oh.
It's variegated, and it spreads about 3 to 4 feet and gets about 8 to 15, which is perfect for the space. So I had to check the nursery label, a Roman candle, make sure it didn't come from Nero Nurseries, LLC, Rome, Italy.
Gee whiz. You know, the hits just keep on coming.
Yeah, okay.
I was thinking about a big red.
Well, there is a Roman candle plant.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So it's not.
Podocarpus?
It says it's a tough shrub and a low maintenance package. That sounds like I love. That's everything about landscape is like that, or it doesn't live.
It looks like a
U.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It certainly does.
Richard, I appreciated your note about my friend Janet Campbell, Cowell, our candidate for mayor of Raleigh, my friend. I think she would be very mindful of the problem you outlined, which was just sheer stupidity. to have that kind of mess.
Were you talking about me?
No.
That was a traffic matter. Oh, okay.
Richard encountered.
Well, I'm as smart as you are, Richard. I'm surprised you didn't solve it. So.
Well, I'm retired, but it was ended up being directed towards the officials who can solve it, and we'll see when go by Hillsborough Street and. On the way to Burke Brothers, if it's been solved.
Yeah, well, we'll...
Burke Brothers, hey, well, now there you go.
We'll have to wait until our friend Janet gets to be mayor before you can see any real action.
Yeah.
And well, don't get in anybody's way trying to get to Burke Brothers, that's for sure.
Well, that's the mecca of hardware. You know, that's... we don't have Briggs anymore. We haven't had Briggs for a long, long time. That beautiful... building is still there, thank goodness, on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. But Burke Brothers has been there for a long time and may carry everything.
Mm-hmm.
So right there on Hillsborough Street.
You know what I like specifically about that is that they carry white quarrel seeds.
Oh, yeah. another sponsor.
Yeah. Oh, but I'll tell you that I love to be able to go in there and you know the seeds are fresh.
And it is local.
Yeah. Local. It's
they're in
Gardner.
Right. Yeah. And they've been there for, you know, over 100 years.
Now, they might argue with you a little bit if the folks at Lillington that advertise with
I just, now, if you're listening to the argument, counselor, I was saying that they were the mecca of hardware in Raleigh.
You certainly did.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. But Lillington,
right. You're overruled then.
If they don't have it, if we don't have it, then you don't need it.
That's right.
They can certainly get it because I did find something that they didn't have.
At J.E. Wumble? You hadn't been there, have you? That's in Lillington.
No.
That's their motto, not Burke Brothers.
No. I was at Burke Brothers, and I found something they didn't have.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
Yeah. They had all kinds of handles, but I needed a very specific handle for
Is this for the howitzer in your backyard?
That's right.
Were you artillery?
No, I was tanker.
Tank. Well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I needed a handle for a pitchfork, and it had a very special curve to it. So, but they ordered it for me. And
I didn't know anybody could put a handle anymore. You fire
God,
it up?
Yeah.
And, oh, my God.
Well, I bet you they get one.
You got to fire that thing up, as you know.
Or I bet get one.
Yep.
Could they find one for
you? Oh, they did. Yeah, they found it.
Of course
they
did.
Of course they did.
That's amazing.
Yeah. How about that?
I just told them I needed it, and, you know, they have all kinds of handles, but just wasn't in the wood pile.
Well, you were talking about Briggs, Mike. One time when I moved where I live, and I've mentioned before, it's a 1921 home owned by Raleigh's first orthodontist, and there was a piece of hardware on a rollout window, and I thought, oh, by chance, I'll just go by Briggs. And I went in there, and there's this little old gentleman who was probably as old as Briggs. Said, yeah, I know exactly where that's from. And he went back and picked out that piece, and I thought to myself, they probably got that hardware in 1921, that piece of hardware from Briggs Hardware.
Probably
just,
so.
Just amazing. Yeah.
Well, I love those kind of old hardware stores where you walk into it and it's got a smell to it, and it's always got wooden floors, hardwood floors, and, you know, usually multi-level, the old hardwood. And there's one in Stanton, Virginia. Holy moly. You know, they have boxes of nails and the nail bins that spin. You know what I'm talking about?
Used to be one in Sparta. And, you know, I just love them. There was one in my hometown many, many years ago, but yeah. All right, Richard,
we had poor old Richard on?
That's who we were talking to.
Good.
And you
wake up and go to sleep, as the Three Stooges used to say.
Oh, my goodness.
You definitely have to know where to get a handle on the situation.
Well, that's
certainly
great.
That's
great. Great way to end the conversation, Richard.
Exactly.
Appreciate you calling, sir.
Hey, Mo.
Amen.
Thanks, Job.
Wake up, go to sleep.
You can adapt the Three Stooges to the seed situation. They would say, where are the tools? What tools? The tools we've been using for the last 10 years. Oh, those tools. Where are the seeds? What seeds? The seeds we've been selling for the last 10 years. Oh, those seeds.
And it goes on and on. Thank you, Richard.
Y'all have a great one.
Take care.
Have a good
one.
All right. Now I'm going to talk about one of my favorite things, and then we're going to talk to Counselor Don Vaughn.
Oh, wonderful.
Attorney at law here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, a Greensboro listener. 919-860-9783. Wouldn't it be nice to see your garden flourishing, free from nibbled leaves and trampled flowers? Absolutely. With I Must Garden deer and rabbit repellents, you can make that dream a reality. I Must Garden repellents are made from natural ingredients, ensuring that it's going to be safe, eco-friendly, and a great solution for your plants, environment, and you. The repellents are gentle on your garden but tough on deer and rabbits, sending them elsewhere to eat, hopefully. I Must Garden repellents are long-lasting, too. No more constantly reapplying after every rainfall of watering. I Must Garden provides protection that stands the test of time so you can spend more time enjoying your garden and less time worrying about critter invasions. They're also available in ready-to-use sprays, cost-saving concentrates, and there even is a granular animal repellent for deer, rabbits, and groundhogs. I Must Garden repellents are available at local garden centers and hardware stores all over the Triangle area and beyond, probably in Greensboro, too, including Southern States and Carrboro. That's where Bill Friday used to shop. Town and country hardware stores. So protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests.
Just bought some anti-squirrel.
Good for you.
Sprinkled it around my pots of tomatoes.
Mr. Vaughn, good morning to you, sir. How are things in Greensboro?
Well, good. You just mentioned that you had some Greensboro listeners, and this is one of your faithful listeners, and I think you have a pretty good market in Greensboro because we do not have any garden show, anything like that in this area, so all of us faithful listeners tune in on Saturday morning to y'all.
Well, we appreciate it very, very much. I know you have, is it the Guilford Garden Center?
At Guilford Garden Center.
Yeah, that's a nice garden center.
It's a good garden center and has generally everything. It doesn't have what the white coral seeds you have in Raleigh and other things. So when I make a trek to Raleigh, I end up picking up stuff that you advertise on your show.
We appreciate that so much, sir. And congratulations on your award.
Yeah, Don.
I saw that on Facebook.
Well, thank you. That is the... this is my 10th year being an adjunct professor at Wake Forest Law School, and we actually give out the Kay Hagan Award. And I know Rufus will remember this. Kay Hagan died unexpectedly after the end of her term.
Yeah, what a wonderful lady.
A bite. And the Hagan family has my course is state and local government, a little something I know something about. I was a senator and mayor pro tem of Greensboro. I've been active in this, but they asked me 10 years ago to teach. And after Kay passed away, the Hagan family asked if they could do something special for the law school and would like to name a Kay Hagan Award. So it is actually the top paper in my class that I teach every fall and is given to this outstanding student. It is a cash gift. The two runners-up get a cash gift. And how good is that of the Hagan family?
Wonderful. What a great thing.
In memory of Kay, who was just a fine individual. And I actually took her place back in the state senate way back in the day. And it just won one of the outstanding awards at Wake Forest Law School. I just want to let you know you have faithful listeners in Greensboro, and and Rufus would know some of these. Doug Copeland listens every morning, and others he's on now while we're doing our yards and our gardens, and it's great.
Wonderful.
Well, I've done you
such a compliment.
Of
thank
all
you.
The honors you've had, you left out the most important one, that you're a very, very wonderful, a full-fledged member of the Wake County Chitlin' Club.
Yeah, I was about to say, yes.
I am a card-carrying member, and I'm very proud of it. It's in my wallet today, and whenever I need
mine too.
Need to use that for special occasions, I'll pull it out.
Don, great talking to you.
Guys, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's very difficult to get into the Chitlin' Club.
It is.
You have to have the approval of the CIA, the Chitlin' Investigative Agency. And if you go wayward, like one member I know one time that's sitting to my right here, he got real fancy and went down to Charleston somewhere and put on a tuxedo when he didn't have to.
I went to a wedding.
And he didn't have to.
I mean, it was a formal occasion. It was an evening wedding.
Well, it wasn't required, though. You didn't have to do it, but you came and confessed. And he went before the high tribunal. And they put him on probation.
Yeah, it was very, very embarrassing, and gave me a lot to think about.
But now we don't disavow. If you've got a daughter that's into ballet, or you want to go to the symphony once in a while, that's okay.
Yeah.
Just don't flaunt culture.
Yes.
That doesn't fit in with the Wake County Chitlin' Club.
It definitely does not. There's no culture there. And those we're card-carrying members, but the cards don't do anything to get you out of a ticket. I want to tell you right.
Absolutely, don't pull one.
Yeah, that's right. they don't have any influence there. 919-860-9783. We're at Bell's Carpets annual Memorial Day sale. All Karastan Smart Strand, as well as Karastan brand flooring, including wood, luxury vinyl, laminate, waterproof wood. All on sale for a limited time. Get the best prices now. Open 9 till 5 today, 9 till 5 on Monday. 2828 Industrial Drive behind Costco. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF.